Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. If the amount of physical activity in a society increased, it should improve public health, but uncertainties remain about how to achieve this. Professor Philip Baker from the Queensland University of Technology in Australia describes the findings from the January 2015 update of the Cochrane Review of the Evidence on Community-Wide Interventions.
People who are physically active have higher levels of health-related fitness and are less likely to develop disabling medical conditions and chronic diseases. Despite considerable evidence on the benefits of regular physical activity, global levels of physical inactivity remain stubbornly high. In response, governments are looking for ways to increase the physical activity level of their populations. Community-wide programs are attractive because they aim to increase the physical activity level of a whole population. They are, however, complex interventions with multiple strategies, acting in different ways and on different levels. In this Cochrane review, we asked whether community-wide, multi-strategic interventions increase community levels of physical activity. Eligible interventions had to aim to reach the whole population and to include at least two out of a possible six broad groups of interventions or strategies. We found eight new studies to add to our updated review, bringing the total to 33 studies. Three of the studies were published in 2014, one as recent as last November. A total of 267 communities were included across all the included studies, with populations ranging from 500 persons to 1.9 million. Almost all the interventions involve building partnerships with local governments or non-governmental organizations. 20 studies included some form of individual counseling by a health professional, 23 involved a mass media campaign, and 26 included another communication strategy. 14 studies used environmental change strategies. The quality of evidence has improved notably in the 3 years since our last version of this review, and we rated four of the studies as being of high quality. These newer studies generally employed more innovative, robust, and pragmatic methods for evaluation. The interventions, populations, and outcomes measured were very different across the studies. Eight studies claimed that community-wide programs improved physical activity, while others didn't. As a group, the interventions undertaken in China appear to have the greatest possibility of success, with high rates of participation, with two studies in urban China finding that the intervention increased the proportion of the whole population that reached a predefined amount of physical activity. However, both of these studies were at high risk of bias. None of the four high-quality studies found a physical activity increase for those allocated to the intervention. One of these studies was done in low-income, high-crime communities of the USA and emphasized social marketing and partnership with police and environmental improvements. No changes in the 7-day average for daily minutes of moderate to strenuous physical activity were found during the 2 years of operation. And although some program effect was observed with more people walking in the intervention community, this result was not evident in the whole community. Similarly, a study in rural villages in the United Kingdom and another in urban London found no improvements in a person's energy expenditure, and the study in Japan also showed no improvement. Overall, there was a noticeable absence of reporting of benefit in physical activity for community-wide intervention in the studies we identified. It's important to point out that some studies resulted in visible signs of people engaging in physical activity and exercise, but this doesn't mean the individual or proportion but population level of physical activity improved. In summary, this updated body of evidence does not support the hypothesis that community-wide programs effectively increase population levels of physical activity. Community-wide interventions may have the potential to be effective, but current approaches to intervention and low-quality methods of evaluation have not demonstrated effectiveness at a population level. We would like to emphasize that there is still a need for communities to implement interventions to promote physical activity and evaluate their impact using optimal designs and measures. Communities should also consider trying and evaluating different approaches. From our side, we are seeking to find out which interventions work individually and may be suitable for delivery to communities. By conducting a Cochrane overview of systematic reviews, we should provide a single source of evidence to assist decision makers.
Information about the overview that Philip mentioned and full details of the current update of this review are available at www.thecochranelibrary.com, which is where you'll also find its future updates.